Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today. So, Arisha, one thing you and I both love about the holidays, aside from spending quality time with family, of course, is the food.
Oh, yes.
I mean, come
on. Say less.
Yeah, like, who doesn't love a good feast? But I gotta ask, is there one thing that you have to have at Thanksgiving? Like, something you just cannot go without? And if you say milk, I swear to God, I'm quitting the show.
You're not going to believe this, but I actually don't drink milk with my Thanksgiving dinner.
I do believe that, actually. I know you only drink milk with certain things.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. You do know me very well. I don't know. Here's my thing, though. Is like, it's not just one thing. Like, I need... There's, like, a combination of flavors I need. So, like... Like, I need stuffing, I need turkey, I need my mom's mashed sweet potatoes, and also my dad's mashed potatoes. Like, I need all of those. And one thing missing is, like, I can't eat this meal.
Yeah, no, I'm the same. Mine becomes a plate of mush that I eat together.
A mush of heaven.
Yep. And I gotta say, there's a pretty growing list of celebrities whose homes I'd love to crash during the holidays because I feel like more and more stars are becoming, like, as proficient in the kitchen as they are on a film set. They're also making careers out of it now.
Yep. And since we're all about both celebrities and stuffing our faces, we thought we would combine them and cook up a dishy segment that's easy to swallow.
Ooh, love it. We're going to wash it down with some tea like we always do.
And milk.
We're so clever. Yep. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Wednesday, November 23rd.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Well, Richies, with Thanksgiving almost upon us, I know people are probably scrambling to pick up last-minute groceries, prepping the turkey, getting stretched for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day
Parade. Oh, my God.
But if you're anything like our first actor-turned-culinary whiz, Thanksgiving dinner is probably a breeze. We all know her from her starring role on one of Arisha's favorite shows, Desperate Housewives. But now Eva Longoria is making her mark in the culinary world.
Yeah, so she released her first cookbook, Eva's Kitchen, Cooking with Love for Family and Friends, back in 2011. No word on if she consulted Brie Vandekamp from Desperate Housewives, who had own cookbook.
Yeah.
But Eva's cookbook features 100 of her favorite dishes, many of which she says are family recipes that have been collected over the years. And like celebrities do when they make cookbooks, she gave the book a personal touch and wrote about being raised on a ranch in Texas. And then she went on CBS's The Early Show to promote the book. And there she talked about her connection to the recipes.
That's the great thing about the cookbook. It's kind of like a memoir of my life told through food, because in every major moment of my life, I've always remembered it's been centered around food and family.
I feel like this is important because, like, you even said it at the top, like, your mom's mashed sweet potatoes, your dad's mashed potatoes. And like, that's the same for me. Like, there's so many family recipes. My mom has like this recipe holder, like with a bunch of recipes in it. It's absolute chaos. Like, nothing's organized. It's like, could we get this in an alphabetical or like by category, something? But there's just so much gold in that thing. Yeah. Like, so many recipes from like my grandmas, my great grandmas. It's just like, I don't know. Is there something different about like food that's been passed down?
Yeah. And like seeing them in like the different handwritings of your family members. And it's like, oh, it's all going to die with me.
I know. Yep. 100%.
But it is really cool. But so depressing. I got to get into the kitchen.
Yeah, me too. It's where we belong.
Yeah, you're damn right. These lady fingers aren't just made for not doing anything.
Yep.
And here's the thing. Eva's not just stopping with her cookbook. Just last month, she released her own line of cookware called Risa. And in May of this year, it was announced that she would be teaming up with CNN to air Eva Longoria, Searching for Mexico. And that's going to be a 6-part series that follows a trip Eva made south of the border for her to understand the complexities of Mexican cuisine. She called it an adventure of a lifetime, which is, yeah, a job where you get paid to just eat food.
And travel?
Yeah, like that literally is... Also, the dream.
Like, especially in Mexico, like the culture in Mexico is just.
The food in Mexico.
There's something about it. I love it.
I was just reading about that actually this morning. And Eva Longoria said that she was so excited for everyone to join her in falling in love with the hidden gems that they discovered in Mexico. Now, the show premieres on CNN sometime next year, and it's being produced by Raw TV, which happens to be the same company behind Stanley Tucci's Searching for Italy.
Is that a segue I hear?
Beautifully done.
So speaking of Stanley Tucci, who is just one of my favorite like people of all time.
Oh, I love him.
Adore this man.
Yeah.
So we'll get to his CNN show in a minute, but he definitely knows his way around a kitchen. He actually says cooking is in his DNA.
Just like... charisma and suave and just general wonderfulness.
Exactly. Yeah. All of those things.
Yeah. But he did an interview with the New York Times, and in it, he said that his grandmother would pickle her own tomatoes, can her own pears, curdle her own ricotta, brew her own beer, and fatten her own chickens, rabbits, and goats, which I can do literally zero of those things.
I know. I mean, I could probably curdle some ricotta. All you had to do is leave some cheese out, right?
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, can my pears, I could just put them in a can. But I'm pretty sure that's not the process, so.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Again, we got to get to the kitchen. but, you know, obviously Stanley is very familiar with a hands-on approach to food. And after decades as a Hollywood absolute juggernaut, he developed a whole other career in the kitchen with the release of his first cookbook called The Tucci Cookbook.
Okay.
And in an interview on the Jonathan Ross Show, he talked a little bit about his passion for cooking.
You are a cook yourself. You are.
I love to cook. Yeah, I love to cook. Yeah. I mean, I've been cooking for a long time, but and my wife Felicity, who's here tonight, she loves to cook too, and that's how we sort of met and fell in love through. Well, we met
you
actually
wooed her
through
by cooking for her.
No, not really. No, she in a way wooed me by telling me how much she loved to eat. And that and that I found very attractive.
A woman who eats.
Yeah.
This is really sweet. I like that him and his wife bond over cooking.
Yeah, that's always been one of those things where it's like, you know, I don't hate not being with somebody, but when it comes to cooking meals, I feel like having a second person in the kitchen makes it more fun.
Yeah. Well, that's like when we had HelloFresh as a sponsor. And like Ross and I would like cook the meals together. And it was like fun. It was like a fun activity
it
to do.
It is. Yeah. Yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah. So... yeah, and I can only imagine how much more fun it would be if you're doing it with Stanley Tucci.
Oh, my God.
Please. I would never leave that kitchen.
Seriously.
Except to go to the bedroom.
Oh,
happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Hey-o.
But for the last several
years... stuffed.
Keep them coming. I love this. We are on it today. It's, it's the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Like, of course.
Of course.
This is when you just let loose, you know?
Yeah.
But for the last several years, Stanley has somehow managed to balance his acting projects with his culinary adventures. because like we mentioned, he hosts Stanley Tucci Searching for Italy, another dream job, may I add.
I know.
He hosts that on CNN, and it just finished airing its second season on October 30th, so just last month. Mm-hmm. And the show went on to win 2 Emmys for Outstanding Hosted Nonfiction Series.
Well-deserved.
Yeah.
I think.
I mean, everything Stanley touches is gold. Let's be honest.
Yes, agree. So moving from Emmys to Grammys.
Another killer segue.
Yep. This singer's career has spanned more than 6 decades. Mm. She's an icon. Not only has she conquered the music industry, she's mm-hmm. also dominated the food world by sharing her recipe with the masses. None other than the godmother of soul, Patti LaBelle.
I mean, I'll always be down for an excuse to hear that woman sing the original Lady Marmalade.
Yes.
That song. The pipes
so
you need.
I know.
So I just, that song. Oh, God. Just hitting those notes. I can't. But as good as she is on a record or in concert, she's just as strong in the kitchen. Talk about a multiple threat.
Jeez,
double
seriously.
Hyphenate. Is that what they call them? Multi-hyphenate.
Yeah.
So Patti's published a total of 4 cookbooks. Stanley and Eva, get on it. Come on. Patti's first one was in 1999 called La Belle Cuisine, Recipes to Sing About.
Ooh.
And her food empire has just grown enormously since then.
Mm-hmm.
She launched a line of sweet potato pies sold exclusively at Walmart under the brand name Patti's Good Life back in 2016. And the pies immediately set off an internet love fest from fans raving about them in tweets, Instagram posts, and one particularly memorable video review.
Whoa, yeah. Bitch, I turned into Patti. You turned into Patti after eating this. Ooh, ha-ha! Patti! Bitch, you feel like Patti LaBelle after eating this. Patti, bitch, you are my friend.
I love this video.
I know.
It's like intoxicating. It's so fun.
We need more of this on the internet, honestly.
Yeah, we really do.
Like, this is just, it's just pure joy. And
yep.
Yeah. And Patti's Good Life, her pie brand, has since expanded into a line of other foods, drinks, condiments, and housewares. This woman can't be stopped.
Seriously.
And last year, she was interviewed on the People Every Day podcast, where she said that her love of food and cooking was simple. I cook to be happy, and I cook to make people happy. And she said it all comes from her soul.
Which we never questioned.
Very appropriate. She is the godmother of soul, so.
That's, yeah. So, Arisha, these people we've just listed are obviously, like, some real heavy hitters in the kitchen. Like, save some talent for the rest of us.
I know. Right? Come on.
But if you could only pick one of these culinary whizzes to be in charge of cooking your Thanksgiving dinner, who would you choose?
Bro, come on. Don't do this to me. The day before Thanksgiving? That's just mean. God. This is truly really hard because I have such strong reasons for all of them. Like,
I know.
Eva, I need her food, but I also would like strap her down and be like, we got to act out Desperate Housewives scenes.
Which she'd love, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure that would be her absolute hell. And Patti, like, an absolute icon.
Yes.
But I'm going to go with Stanley because on top of making delicious food, he also makes delicious cocktails, according to some of his co-stars.
True.
And his, like, Instagram videos, that one that went viral over the pandemic of him making a cocktail, it's like, oh, my God. It's like speaking a love language for me.
Yeah. No, I had a feeling you'd pick Stanley.
I'm sure you did.
I am going to agree with you, though. I would pick Stanley, too. Like, I just love him. Like, I would just want to be around him. And, like, of course, I love the others, too. But, like, Patti, there can only be one singer in the kitchen.
Oh,
and that's
going to
be me.
That's actually a really good point. Patti would certainly storm off and be like, I can't with this woman.
Exactly. So, yeah, I'm going to go with Stanley also. Oh, man. But honestly, I wouldn't turn down a meal from any of them, if I'm being honest.
No. Me neither. Definitely not.
Now we know. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
Be sure to tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
Happy Thanksgiving, Richies.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law and Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.